Tuesday the 27th of April, Yud Gimel Iyar, Rabbi Yisachar, and Kidashto. This week's Shurim have been sponsored by family Mendy Teitelbaum, Lilo Nishmas, Rabbi Yitzchok, David Teitelbaum, Olav Shalom.
When I was in touch with Rabbi Itzkovitz about saying the shiur, so I emailed him and I asked him, "Is this halacha or agada? What's the nub over here?" Do they say? So he wrote me back and he said halacha and agada. So I don't know whether he meant that you say halacha and agada, or you say halacha, it's either or you say combined, or so it wasn't clear. So I didn't want to bother him again with another email. So I picked something that could qualify both as halacha and agada, achas ein shtayim. The pasuk says in Parshas Emor v'kidashtoi v'darshkin l'chol dorash shebekdusha. So mitzvahs asei they're raisa to be mechavet kehanim. The lashon of the chinuch and mitzvahs samach tes is l'kari zera aron klaimer l'katshim l'achnisim l'korban v'zeu ikar esei. To treat them special, that's why the halacha is a kohen gets liftayach mishum, he gets the first aliyah, we mechabed the kehanim, and they do not have the right to be meichel. This is all great shamayim. Achar shahu lacham ubacharam la'avadasa, because Ibn Hashem chose these kehanim to be the mishrasi beis hamikdash and emar v'kidashtai kislechma l'kecha. The lashon as sifra the chinur quotes v'kidashtai akorchai klemar shezei samitzvah anachnu mitztavinu vein zeh b'chirasi l'kein. It's not up to him. V'adamru k'deshim iyu, etc. Zokter Chinuch, as is the Nohug of the Chinuch Mishroshei HaMitzvah, the Chinuch always explains to us what's the rationale behind the mitzvah. The Fisha Yadua Ki Michveid Ha'odain L'chabin Mishroshei. That because it is the Nohug, the son of everybody understands this, that if you want to be Mechabed, the Odain Mechabed is Mishroshei as well. So, you know, here in England, you certainly have a hasaga of what it means to be mechabed the mishorsa. In the United States, when the Secretary of State flies, so they give the Secretary covered malachim because she's a representative of the President of the United States. So, mele, you want to be mechabed the President, you're mechabed his underlings, his mishorsa. L'kishi yadu ki michveit ha'odayin l'chabed mishorsa v'chol eisk. Kabdenu hakosav nizkar v'nikva manashesenu kvoy de baruchu v'godloi or mechabed the kehanim that impress upon us and reinforces in us to be mechabed the Ribbono Shel'Olam v'zchus hamachshava hazaka ha'mitzu ha'tayu tocho berchosai baruchu v'tuvay ha'godol hazei zoch techinuch ha'mitzis hasei deraisa ha'vekidashtei l'chol dover shebekdusha liftayach rish l'itom maniyah v'rishon. The kohen gets kedima, the mitzvah asei to mechaber kehan. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah asei deraisa mechaber that's noyig afilu bizman hazeh. Zok the mechaber the shulchan aruch paskins in Eben Ezer Simon Gimel. Mishabo bizman hazeh v'amer kohen ani. Fellow comes into shul and he says, "I'm a kohen." Monday or Thursday he comes into shul. They come up to him, "What are you?" "I'm a kohen." Gets an aliyah. Zok the mechaber ein ein neman. Person does not have an emunah to say I'm a kohen mechitesi. Ve'imal neshe lechdun al piatzmai v'lo yikur b'terorishin v'lo yisus kappa. Which means on his say so we don't. Person comes into the shul and says I'm a kohen. So either we say okay, take out your star yuchzin and prove that you're a kohen. If not, we're not mechaber you. You don't get an al. He doesn't get kohen. Doesn't get, we don't let him duchen, as they zok the mechaber. If that seems strange to you, that's because we don't paskin like this mechaber. It's not the Ashkenazi. The Rama writes, "V'yesh aimrim dineman likris b'teir rishon v'lisas kafa bisman azeh she'ein lanu truma deraisa." Dr. Rama, we're not married like this because the person doesn't have much of an incentive to lie. Most people lie. We lie when it's negeh money. You know, we'll, in order to make an extra buck or an extra pound, we'll lie. But why should the person lie? What's it negeh? That he should get in the first aliyah, shkoyach. You know, he should duchen weiter shkoyach. In other words, bizman beis hamigdash, that it was negeh truma, it was negeh maestris, it was negeh mamas kahuna, there was a financial incentive. So maybe there was a yetzer hara, there was an incentive to lie. Abrazok der amor velisas kapav yana says sheinlo natuma deraisa shenochus shema yalu say latuma. We're not going to say, well, okay, he's a fellow who's a kain. So now we go be meheri bana beis hamigdash. We're going to go be truma. We don't have that. V'chein noigin ida b'chol mokem shein noigin b'tum v'sman azev v'lekel mechas tamid. Paskin der amor. So we don't hold like that. And a person comes in, he says, a kain, he's not meant to say he's a kain. Ad kam the mechaber, ad kam the ramah. I think that even the svardim bisman hazeh are naiv like the ramah. This is an exception to the rule. They pass it like the ramah, not like the mechaber. And he's taking shulchan aruch. Vechtach sam sefer akasha. We have a fellow in shul, he's a kain miyuchas. Kain miyuchas. Goes back, he can prove his yichus all the way back to the shach. Shtar yuchsik. He's a kayin muchsik. Guy comes into shul. Today, not a Monday or a Thursday. I would come into shul, you know, and say, I come on a Thursday, say, okay, come over to me. I'm a kayin. So I say, I'm a kayin. There are more paskins. You believe him. In fact, some say, for Akasha, how can you believe him? It's a suffix mitzvah saseh deraisa. The kayin muchzuk in the shul, there's a mitzvah saseh deraisa to mechaber him. I'm not a muchzuk. I don't have a chazaka. If you give me the aliyah, you don't give the existing kayin, the kayin miyuchas, who knows the kayin, we don't give him, we're mevatel the mitzvah saseh deraisa v'kidashto, because I gave it to someone who turns out not to be a kayin. So, some sefer, how can I have a pascha like that? If I give this kain miyuchas, the kain muksuk, the mechaber and the miyetsi mitzvah say deraisa, I give this fellow who turns out to be a fraud, he's not a kain. So I gave him rather than the other person. The name on levatla mitzvah say deraisa. What's the heter to blithely say, well, okay, what's the difference? There's no truth as man as it. We're dealing with a mitzvah saseh deraisa, so we have to be mekayim that. We know this other fellow is a miyuchas, you are mekayim. With this person, we're not mekayim. Azeh spektach sam seif in the Teiras Moshe. Zoktach sam seif a gewalde gechirish. A gewalde gechirish. Mamash a chap. Zoktach sam seif. Let's say we give this fellow, the fraud, we give him an aliyah. Are we mekayim the mitzvah saseh deraisa v'kidashtoi? Yes, we are. Because we're giving him an aliyah because we thought he was a kayin. Even in the reality, Shabbat, he's not a kayin. But why did I give him an aliyah? I gave him an aliyah because I thought he was a kayin. I was trying to be mechabit him because I thought he was mishar se'elyeh. Hey, Vazeh, Zoktach Sam Sefer. If your mechabed ayid was his nishkein kayin, val your mate as yeah kayin, is min mekayin the mitzvah say deraisa. So the ganze kasha mikara, how can we take the chance of giving this fellow an aliyah? And in the process that we won't give the kayin miyuchas, we won't give him an aliyah, we'll be mevata v'kidashta. Some say for a name, leimetan aleph. Because devout, you think he's a kayin. And you're giving him because you think he's a kayin. You want him to have him because you think he's a kayin. That's sufficient. Because I'm being mechabed him because I think he's a kayin. He wants to be. I want to be mechabed him. Azeh zot the Azazach the Samsev. This is a situation where perception is the reality, you know. Expression and develop perception is the reality. This is perception is the reality. I think he's a kain. If I think he's a kain, my mother is a kain. He said, Makan Vikidashta. Azazach the Samsev. So I once heard from Rav Tam Zichrono Livracha, who, by the way, was a Kayin, and he was among other Ismailis, but he was a Kayin, he was an Onav, he was a very, very, very special Yid, Rav Tam Zichrono Livracha. So he did not say this about himself, but among his other attributes, he was a Meshunadika Onav, a very, very humble man, but an Emesa Onav. So he said the following power. I think I'll ask my Hudairish. You mechabed a person because you think he's a Talmud Chacham. You mechabed a person because you think there's a Yid HaTzadik. In the end, this is this Azagri is a Talmud Chacham. And this Azagri is a Tzadik. So, you're mechabin because of that. So Rav Pam said that any person that you're mechabin because you think he's a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not the Talmud Chacham that you think he is, you're mechabin the mitzvahs I say deraisa as Hashem Okecha Tiro L'Rabbi's Talmud Erechama. Because in the reality Shabbai, doesn't make a difference. He's a yesh, a ken shas, a ken nishas. It doesn't make a difference. You think he's a Talmud Chacham. You're mechavad him because of the Torah Shabbai. I is not that tzaddik, he's not that Talmud Chacham. Just like the Sam Sefer says, you're mechavad the Kiddashtai because you think he's a Kohen who adin when it comes to Talmud Chacham. As a soccer pot, a pseudo Talmud Chacham, but the halacha from the Talmud Chacham. Chiddush. Great. But it's a two-edged sword. Because it's a person that you think is a Talmud Chacham. It has the din, the perception is the reality. It cuts both ways. There's a tremendous potential downside. What do I mean? There's another mitzvah in this week's parsha. He says, V'kidashtei. So the Amitzas I say the rice of Nikdashti beside Bnei Yisrael. Always I said the rice of Always Chalu Hashem Kotchi. The mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, the mitzvah Chil Hashem, the mitzvah Chil Hashem that I feel in Kippur is not Mechaber. It's Medav Shrekenzach from Chil Hashem. What's a Chil Hashem? So the Rambam goes and defines what a Chil Hashem is. We know the technical halacha, you have to be Meshur Nefesh and the Gimel Averis, etc. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, the Yesh Devarim Acherim She'ein Bichlal Chil Hashem. There are things that are Bichlal Chil Hashem. Vahu Shiyasa Isam Adam Godel Batera Umfursam Hasidis Dvorm Shahabriyas Miran Akhara Bishvil. A person that's a Adam Godel Batera Umfursam Hasidis. An Adam Godel. A Rashiva, a Rav. And he does activities that people talk about. Zokter Abba, Vafabi She'en Averis. These are technically not averus. Zokter Rambam harei zechilas Hashem kegoyim shelokach ve'ein anaisim deme amekach la'alter. In Talmudic times, apparently there wasn't such a thing as credit. When you bought something, you paid. And if you didn't pay on time, that wasn't nice. Zokter Rambam, a person of Talmud Chacham that takes on credit and doesn't pay, take it from miyad. Person doesn't comport himself like a person of prestige. He's He doesn't say please or thank you. Common courtesy. Venom come to say upon the office. He's unpleasant. He's abrasive. He's obnoxious. V'kayetzi b'dvorm ha'elu ha'kol afi golei shalchofam. V'chein indikta zok de Rambam, such a person is a machal shem shamayim b'farhesi. Someone told me last night that this country or this city have a law, you're not supposed to talk on a cell phone while you're driving. He says he sees a yid coming out of a parking space and moving out of a parking space. Yeah, you know, a yid, obviously from-looking yid, with the hand off the steering wheel, with the tzveta hand off the telephone. So he rolled down his window, he said to the guy, put your telephone down. I told him you should have said, Harezechil Sasha. That's not a way to lose Olam Habo. There are better ways to lose Olam Habo. Harezechil Sasha. Zokta Rama. That's Chil Hashem. So you say, this only applies to Adam, Gol, Batera, Mechuras, and Mechashinus. So there is an Adam, Gol, Mechuras, and Mechashinus. If you're a Rashiva, you're a great Rav, you're a Rebbe, Adam, Gol, Mechuras, and Mechashinus. But you and me, we're regular people, we don't have a din of Adam, Gol, Mechuras, and Mechashinus. I'll tell you, Chiddush LaHalacha, Rabbi Yisai. It's not my Chiddush. I heard this from Rav Wagner, Zichron Levrocha, and I heard it Miuchas, the Chofetz Chaim. Every person in this room has a Halacha of an Adam Gadol of a person of Hasidus. Because today you're an Orthodox Jew. And an Orthodox Jew has a Halacha of an Adam Gadol of a person of Hasidus. The Chofetz Chaim once told his son, he sent him on a certain mission to do something to a certain place. So the Chofetz Chaim told his son, you have to be careful. Is that the Talmud Chacham? Talmud Chacham, you have to be careful. So his son says to him, in all tmimis, he says, Ich bin ach Tam Chocham. Ach Allah, Tam Chocham. Chavetz Chaim told him, Ach dem bist du genug Tam Chocham. For that, you're not a Tam Chocham. And that, I think, applies to each and every one of us. If you're a frumi yid, you look like a yid. You walk like a yid. You talk like a yid. You have a beard. You wear a hat. You wear a yarmulke. You're an Orthodox Jew. We have a halacha of luchsa from mufurs and chasidus that whatever we do is a potential chil Hashem, a potential kiddush Hashem. You know, there are many times that I'm tempted to do something, see people doing something wrong. You know, I try to travel up by train. So in America, there's a thing called a quiet car. One car is muted, no cell phones, no long conversation, no nothing. So that's the car I travel in. I don't want to hear Yenner's gossip. I don't want to hear, office politics. I don't want to hear about this. Well, I'm quiet. Invariably, there's a guy in the train that takes his cell phone and starts talking about his cell phone. This upsets me no end. There are six other cars on this train. Was das the gain in this train? There's a quiet car. What do you want? And it's just like, if my blood pressure, I can't. And I am tempted to go over to this guy and say, this is a quiet car. I can't. I can't. What's being the type, being the mutav? That's why you have to be so careful. It says, "Arei zechilas Hashem, arei zekiddushas Hashem." Because each and every one of us has a halacha of an Adam Gadol and a force and a chassidus. That the chiddush halacha that I am not hesitant to say. First of all, it's not my chiddush, and the second of all, it's emes. Hakol afi hamakom v'hazman. It's a relative scale. Today we have halacha of Talmud Chacham. So, in case this is not considered divrei agada enough, again, I didn't know. Maybe it's too agada, not halacha. So I just want to say machshava. The divrei agada. Sunday, as we all know, is Lag BaOmer. See, Lag BaOmer is a grace of Yom Tov. So in Staten Svarim, different reasons of what exactly is the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer. So we know the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 zugas, 24,000 talmidim, shemais v'bezek v'hatzeres. They stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So it's a modern thing. Rachmana Litzlan, that would happen in our day and time. That there was a yeshiva, and the talmidim kept on dying. Rachmana Litzlan. And on one day they stopped dying. We would make a yontif. Strange. I think it's an umglick. It's a tragedy, a national tragedy. So because they stopped at Machmana Yontif. So the Chidah, in one of his Svarim, the Sefer Maris Ayin. So the Chidah says an interesting thing. So the Chidah, the Yontif of Lag BaOmer, is because it was the beginning of a new tkuf of Taira. Because after the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died, there was no Taira. There was no Taira to carry on the tradition. Taira would have died. So Rabbi Akiva took five Talmidim, people that are all familiar to us. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yasi came out on every blot of Shas. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, and he taught those five Talmidim, V'heim Hamidu HaTaira. They saved Taira. So the Chidah is learning the Chiddush that the Yontif of Lag BaOmer is the fact that Rabbi Akiva started over. That's the grace of Yontif. If they would have stopped dying, that you don't make a Yontif for. But they stopped dying and Rabbi Akiva started over again. That's the seed of the Yontif. So I think that in this list, a Gavaldigo lesson. If you or I were a Shiva, and we had a Gavaldigo Yeshiva, thousands of Talmidim, Rachmana Litzlan, they died. You know, I'm the head of the Yeshiva. What does that say about me? I must be doing something wrong. Because if not, how could it happen that I should preside over such a disaster? So you know what most people's reaction would, mine included? It's time for me to throw in the towel. Because obviously I'm a failure. And even if you take out and you separate the guilt that's involved, but the personal tragedy. I mean, you built a yeshiva, you have all of these talmidim, and everything gets wiped out. Who has the strength of character to go on? Rabbi Akiva. And I hold that this is Rabbi Akiva Lishitosa in at least three places of Shinshas. The Gemara says in Maikat Nechav Gimel that Rabbi Akiva had two sons and they both died. And the Oilam came to be Menachem Avol Rabbi Akiva. He got up on the Safsal, the Gemara says in Maikat, and he says, I'm menucham ani mikem. I'm menucham by the fact that you came to be menachem avol. The covenant that you gave to me, the covenant you gave to them, the chula shalom, the benstim shalom. It's probably no more tragic event. Chas v'shalom le'olenu, Beshel's all up in to lose a child. Rabbi Akiva lost two children, and it was mechazik to oilam. That's one Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says in Seif Makis, I'm sure you know, that Rabbi Akiva and his chaverim walked by to destroy Beis Hamikdash and the Shuolim Yetzim Beis Kochi HaKochim, and they all started crying. Rabbi Akiva says Rabbi Akiva was Hischel Asachik. So they asked him, why are you laughing? Why are you crying? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva told them, because if the Nevuah of the Churban was Mekuyim Semirtz Hashem, the Nevuah of Zechariah, that are Yisham Abar Yehudim Chutzayis Yerushalayim, that will also be Mekuyim. Here two people see an event. You see the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Kotshi Kotshim Shualim Hilchupo. And to have the optimism and the ability to look at that and to see the tithe, that's the same Rabbi Akiva. That's the same Rabbi Akiva that after Rahman al-Tzlan losing two children, he gets up on a bench and he's Menachem the Oilam. The Mishnah says in Seif Yuma, the last Mishnah in Yuma, Ashrechem Yisrael, Maha Mikveh, Mataris Hatmeim, Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mataris Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mataris Yisrael. And who says that member? It's Rabbi Akiva's member. Rabbi Akiva lived a unique life. He lived before the Churban and he lived after the Churban. Now we have a Yom Kippur, we've had a Yom Kippur now for the last 2,000 years. Once it's a Yom Kippur, so we fast, we say Kol Nidre, we say Ne'im, we've done the Kavana. But the truth that we go through the Avodah, the truth of the matter is it's a facsimile of a Yom Kippur. Nishkin Kohen Gadol, Nishkin Kapora, Nishkin Lashon Zahiris, like we say in the Nusach of Davening, Englan Ulezer, Ulezer, Ashrei Ayin, Rosach, Leila. What's happened? We're having garnished. That's us. 2,000 years later, we still have to feel bad. Where's the Lashon Shel Zahiris? Where's the Sarah Mishtaleach? That's us. Shtel Zechfar, imagine a Rabbi Akiva that lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and saw it all. And now he has to go through Yom Kippur like this. Thus is a Yom Kippur? Watch it, that's a garnished. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Ashrechem Yisrael! Lifnei mi atem atar mi mitar eschem avichem sheba shamayim. So we don't need that. We don't need the Beis HaMikdash. We don't need a Kohen Gadol. We don't need the Lashon Shel Zahiris. We don't need the Sar Mishtal. We can do without because the Ribbono Shel Olam alein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitar es Yisrael. He's mechazik the people of his generation, the people that saw Beis HaMikdash, and now don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and yet he sees the Tzad HaTov. Rabbi Akiva is the great optimist that sees the glass always as half full. That can see the Beis Kachi Kachim Shu'alim Hilchubah and see the Tzad HaTov. That's the personality type that after losing 24,000 Talmidim can get up, dust himself off, get up off the mat, and start all over again with 5 Talmidim. Which saved Hirsah Ba'peh to Klal Yisrael. That's the grace of Yontif of Lag Ba'omer. The capacity to start over, the capacity to see the Tzad HaTov, the capacity not to give you, throw up your hands in despair. That's the Yontif of Lag Ba'omer.